Matt, can I be honest with you?
Please be honest with me, David.
As I fix the levels. I was too busy rocking during the music break that I'm kind of out of breath right now. So I will struggle as I say the time is 6:11 in the p.m. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667. If you like to let your fingers do the spelling, the phone number is 472-KOOP. Anything said on the show is only the opinion of the person who said it. No one else. Boom. And our special in-studio guest today is our DJ apprentice. What?
Not what?
Not here.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this on your scooter radio, Hup, you get here fast.
Yeah. Not that we mind you taking a break every now and then, but kind of expecting you here. So if anybody knows Hup, put out an all-points bulletin.
Our show is pretty much just Hup-based today.
Yeah, it's Hup-centric.
It was nothing but... I was just going to talk about it, see what stuff Hup likes.
I grew a mustache to show off to him.
It's looking good, though, buddy.
Dang, it's glued on.
Really?
It's not even real.
You're like a cross between Mario and Luigi.
Thank you.
That didn't make...
That's the sweetest thing anyone has ever said to me.
Someone said the worst thing anyone's ever said to me this week. This girl whose name I won't name, Sayo, was looking... she's looking at this old picture of me. And she goes, "You look like one of those Columbine kids. I think his name was Harris."
Yeah.
And first of all, like the name matters, and that she wanted me to know that she was thinking about which one specifically.
Well, here's the thing that got me, because, you know, not to give too much away, but the picture was an illustration. It punctuated a very sweet moment for you, something that meant a lot to you. So you would think some sort of outpouring would come, but no. Hey, you look like a Columbine killer.
Yeah, that's...
And I laughed. I laughed out loud at my desk because I read that.
I laughed too, but then I was like, you know what? That is the worst thing anyone's ever said to me.
You monster.
You look like a monster. Legitimately meaning it. Hey, folks, what did we just hear, David?
Off the Face of the Music album. I played them last week. I'll play them this week. I'm going to play them until I get tired of them. ELO with Poker.
Electric Light Organization, I believe.
Yes.
And before that, off of the Covered, a Revolution in Sound compilation, was the Flaming Lips, featuring Stardeath and the White Dwarves with their cover of Borderline.
That was cute. I like that one. That was really good.
Slow down. You know, David, there was a point in time when you were singing the song Borderline.
Yes.
But you replaced Borderline.
In tribute to former News 8 Austin anchor, Jennifer Borderline.
Jennifer Borderline. And yes. I was riding my bike this week. And I had Borderline stuck in my head, but I didn't have Borderline stuck in my head. I was riding my bike and singing out loud, Borderline.
Like, you just keep on pushing my love, Jennifer Borderline. So if she's out there, hi.
Yeah, hey,
we've never met, and that's kind of creepy.
Call in the show. So the Facebook MySpace wars continue.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Because Mascot Wedding, we have both a group on MySpace, which is supposedly dead. And Facebook, which is supposedly everything.
Bubbling.
Yeah, here's the thing. Ever since we got a Facebook group, Facebook quickly overtook our MySpace group in terms of numbers.
Yeah.
But now, MySpace, back in front.
Charging back.
4640. Yep. Keep in mind, those are very small numbers compared to anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we're not showing off here.
Yeah, I think there's like a MySpace group called like People Who Like Crutches, and that's got like 10,000 people. Our group has 40.
Yeah.
But still, that's ridiculous. How is MySpace beating our Facebook group?
No idea.
I don't understand.
Especially like this late inning rally.
So here's how you write this. You people that are on Facebook, which is everyone, you go on it, search for Mascot Wedding. That's our group. You join it.
Yeah.
You get a little post. You can participate in discussion, other kind of stuff. Meet your fellow Mascot Wedding people. See our pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, our glorious faces.
Yeah, we post, or we're going to. I don't know if we have.
We've posted a couple times now, sort of a show preview.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff that we can't fit onto the show.
That happened, last week. There's something we didn't want to talk about. Sort of DVD extras, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying so hard to come up with another analogy besides DVD extras.
Extras.
What came out of my freaking mouth? DVD extras.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Anyway. Get away from it. So what's going on, David? What's happening?
I'm in a weird mood today.
Oh, how so?
Something happened today and it's kind of made me reflect and think things about stuff.
That's not a good sign ever.
Yeah. Our buddy listener, Jake, he clued me into the fact that, AC/DC is coming to the Irwin Center in November and, tickets went on sale this morning. And so he emailed me yesterday. He was like, hey, let's get in on this. You know, let's get some tickets. We'll go see AC/DC. And my initial reaction was, I don't know. Because I started to reflect on it, and, like, I have the opportunity to go. You know, it's not a money issue. It's not a time issue. Like, my schedule's wide open. And 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I would have been all about this. AC/DC, are you kidding me? Awesome. Yes. But now not so much anymore. In fact, not at all. Like, yeah, it's the old thing where if they were playing in my backyard, wouldn't look out the window to see them. And I'm wondering if it's me, if, like, I've just turned into, like, this snob and this jerk and, like, you know, oh, I'm too good for AC/DC, or if I have I just outgrown them?
At this point, isn't AC/DC playing live the same as listening to AC/DC on a jukebox?
Pretty much, yeah, exactly. And look, I, you know, if I have my preference, I prefer Bon Scott era AC/DC to Brian Johnson era AC/DC.
What happened to him? I heard he, like, was one of those guys who was so rich he paid for a space flight, but they lost him. Is that right?
No, he went on a mountain climbing expedition and just got lost. Sort of like the guy who did Baker Street. Like, can't find him anymore.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
Ron Glass.
God, no, that's not it. Jeremy Roenick.
That's what it is. Yes, thank you. Man, I'm all over the map today.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
What are we doing?
The show has quickly become amuse each other, not amuse the audience.
Pretty much.
Jerry Rafferty. Of course we know
Jerry
who it
Rafferty.
Is.
Jerry Rafferty. I forgot.
You really forgot?
I did.
I thought we were both lying.
No, because I remember he was in Steeler's Wheel, but I always forget his name.
He was in Steeler's Wheel?
Yeah.
Boom. I'm learning so much today.
Double time.
I know it.
So I sort of start to reflect on, you know, is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with AC/DC? You know, because the same thing is Metallica is playing in San Antonio soon. I had the same exact reaction because, like, you know, I've seen Metallica live 3 times and had fun every time. And I would probably still have fun if I went to go see a Metallica show. But I don't want to go. And so, like, I've been reflecting and, like, really feeling bad about it, kind of. Or, like, am I turning lame? Am I turning into a snob? That sort of thing. But then something happened today, Mac.
What?
Something that sort of solidified where I stand on this, am I a snob or am I just getting old? Have you checked your mail today?
My actual, like, mail?
Yeah, physical mail.
No, actually I didn't.
Okay. Cause something.
I'm sorry, mailman.
Cause something came in the mail today that just clinched it, sealed it.
What was it?
Would you like to know what it is?
I would. He's getting something out of his bag. IKEA catalog.
The new IKEA catalog came in the mail, and I kid you not, I squealed.
You know what's funny?
What?
That came, I think it was Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, I opened my mailbox. I ordered a DVD. There's a DVD in the mail. There's this big book thing. I'm like, oh, this should be interesting. Pull it out, IKEA catalog. I ran to my apartment. You would have thought I got the new issue of Tiger Beat. I, like, belly flopped onto the carpet. I'm laying on my stomach, my feet kicking in the air, and I'm just flipping through it like it's old people Christmas, and I'm trying to make my list. So, yeah, I think I know exactly where I stand, and that's somewhat even more depressing now.
You know what's funny is I'd like to give a shout-out to listeners Mary and Colby, who told me that they were going to listen today as they drove back from IKEA. So there you go.
You're listening to KIKA.
Yeah. Can we be the house DJs for IKEA?
Oh, that would be great.
Hey, guys, have you tried this meatballs today? They are out of this world. Here's more Third Eye Blind with Never Let You Go. Or whatever.
Is that the horns version?
Yeah, that's the mouth harp version. Juice harp.
4725667. Is there anything where you sort of felt like the window has closed or you've been sort of conflicted? Because I think we were talking about it the other day with a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
Oh, which one?
Tron.
That's kind of a different thing. Okay. Like, because AC/DC, like, I don't know, in terms of outgrowing, like, there's a part where it's like, you know, TNT and Dynamite. Like, you can appreciate that, but, like,
yeah,
for heaven's sakes, you're 46 years old. Like, you know, you're not, like, driving in your car to go get something in a Home Depot, and you're like, let's start a fight. Like, you know, that's not on your to-do list anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not doing donuts in the parking lot anymore.
You're not giving your, like, shotgunning a beer, half of it, and then just pouring it on your head and being like, Daddy Deeds, you know, like, that's not happening anymore for you.
I wish I could afford a full beer.
But stuff with, like, okay, so at a Comic-Con, oh, but you know what's funny?
What's that?
South by Southwest, Metallica, mm-hmm. they played a show with Stubbs.
That's right, they did.
And yeah. there's all these, like, Austin people. And I think if you went on Austinist or, like, you know, the AV Club, and they then the AV Club sent a bunch of people to Austin for it. And they were like, oh, what was your favorite thing? What was the best thing? And so many people said Metallica. Because mm-hmm. I imagine seeing them in such a small venue that they still got the chops.
Oh, that'd have been crazy good.
But, like, arena rock, when yeah. you're, like, you know, sitting in the back row and you're, like, seeing Metallica play, like, I don't know.
Yeah, because actually, I'll tell you this much. The last time I saw Metallica was at the Irwin Center, and it was, I kid you not, about two-thirds full. Like, the entire upper deck was empty.
Really?
So it was like this big arena, but it was almost intimate, but like hollow in this weird cavernous way. I don't know.
KOP, you're on the air.
I have a good growing old AC/DC story.
Which caller is this?
This is Dana.
Dana! Now what?
Dana.
Hello.
Caller number one, Dana. That's what you are. You know who you are?
Yes, I don't know. Actually, I just got in the car and turned on the radio, and I heard you guys talking. So I've only been listening for like 2 minutes, but.
Well, here's a new designation, Dana.
Okay. Yes.
You're a power voice.
Yes.
What?
You're a power voice.
Oh, sweet.
But like, I gotta take you to task for something, Dana. Are you on the Facebook?
Yes, I am.
But you're not in part of our group. In part of our group, what?
What's your group? Because I think I actually tried looking you guys up one time.
Mascot and then Wedding, the name of the show.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll try again.
What is your car powered by, gas or lies?
My car is powered by love.
Dana, what is your story?
Okay, so I used to be a bartender in Chicago, and it was in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we had often had pharmaceutical reps staying there for conventions and stuff.
Is that slang, or do you actually mean pharmaceutical reps?
No, like real,
okay,
you know,
okay.
For like
continue.
Big name corporations. Anyway, and we had a guy staying in the hotel for off and on for months, and he told this story of one time they had a convention in a hotel in Miami, and these pharmaceutical reps get crazy and were just going to town partying after their conventions and whooping it up, and they had a suite, and they got a knock on their door one night, and this guy walks in and says, dude, keep it down. We're trying to sleep here. And basically the guy just sort of said, oh, well, F off, dude. We're having fun. We're partying, blah,
wow.
blah, blah.
That's good.
And the guy had to come back like two more times and tell them to keep it down, or he was going to call the management. He was getting really furious, like, we have to get up early in the morning, you know, come on, blah, blah, blah. And it turned out, the guy that was complaining was in AC/DC.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and he had to tell these pharmaceutical rep conventioneers to keep it down like all night long. And so he was just getting like beside himself with anger.
I guess now it's a long way to the top if you want to take a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just wanted to share that with you.
That's awesome. Thank you, Dana.
You know what? That's
a turning the page moment right there.
I guess you are absolutely right. 100% correct.
I'd kind of be careful about telling that story in public anymore. I don't think AC/DC wants that story getting out. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, did you tell anyone? Big mistake.
Well, they don't know my last name.
Well, don't join Facebook then.
Don't, yeah, exactly.
And maybe Dana's not even my real name.
Oh,
cunning.
You don't
know.
You said maybe, though, so it probably is, right? It is. It's Dana, right?
All right, guys. Well, you have a lovely evening.
All right, you too, Dana.
You too.
Okay, thanks,
right.
guys.
Dana. Bye. Power voice.
Oh, bringing it every time.
Every time she calls, it's power voice. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a real quick break.
All right, let's take a real quick break. What do you want to? Oh.
Am I set up or are you set up?
Tell you what. Why don't you play the first track off of this?
All right, hang on. I'm set up.
And it is it's called Run With Knives. And it is by Friend of the Show. Follow That Bird off of their self-same EP.
Self-same?
Self-same. That works, right?
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Self-same EP. Run With Knives. More Basket Wedding Show after this. Back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac.
I'm David.
You just heard Follow That Bird with Run With Knives off of their self-titled EP. So, folks, if you stop by mascotwedding.com,
yeah,
you'll notice that there is a picture on that our website of something. Something that caught David's eye this week.
Yes. Yeah, if you want to read ahead or follow along, you may visit mascotwedding.com. There's a picture posted up to illustrate because we are going to the news desk. And this is supposedly starting some controversy. I don't know. The only places I've heard it reported are on entertainment magazines. But it's so weird and so bizarre that I don't even want to start the conversation. I just sort of want to respond to it. So I'm going to let someone else start the conversation. I'm going to let Extras Mario Lopez fill us in.
Wow, you have an audio clip.
Yes.
You're stepping it up.
I'm trying real hard.
All right, I know you're going to have something to say about this one. Roseanne Barr posing as Hitler with hands of burnt cookies.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Roseanne. Hitler jokes are never funny.
Okay, let's stop the tape right there.
Dude, that is low and you can chastise by Mario Lopez.
Thank you. Yes.
That's real
low.
And
he does like the sincere voice. This isn't like Saved by the Bell where he like chastises Jesse for taking greenies. No, he's serial about this one.
Yeah, super serial.
Not cool, Roseanne. Okay, so let's just recap what we've heard in the like 6 seconds of excellence. Roseanne Barr posed for a magazine spread, which we'll get into in a second.
I believe it's Hebe magazine.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, and they'll talk about it in a second. But yeah, she's posing as Hitler, pulling out a pan of burnt gingerbread cookies. Let's just go ahead and play a little bit more of this.
Controversy tops tonight's rumors. Shocking. Bizarre. Roseanne Barr in Hitler hair and mustache pulling burnt gingerbread men out of an oven.
Wow, listen to that music.
Yeah, very hard hitting.
I think the Empire is striking back as we speak.
Which, yeah, okay. Anyway, real quick, then I'll stop it again.
The outrageous pictures really shot for a Jewish magazine? Believe it, it's called Hebe, a Jewish culture publication.
See, this is kind of why I wanted to play the clip instead of actually say it. That sounds like something we would have made up. Like,
well, I've heard of Hebe.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I have never heard of it.
No, yeah, I've heard of it.
I've heard of the grocery store.
But it's funny that, like, I don't know. I thought Hebe was somewhat popular enough to where, like, was that Entertainment Weekly?
That was Extra.
Sorry. Not Entertainment Weekly.
Mario Lopez
Entertainment
reporting.
Tonight, but yeah, Extra. I thought it was popular enough to where Extra wouldn't be surprised about it.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things to take issue, and like, you could just play. We'll play reaction. I'll talk about it first. The whole thing is just bizarre that it's a Jewish cultural magazine, and they would decide to go with these photos, you know, of a celebrity dressed up as Hitler, but that they would also choose Roseanne. Like, and actually, I got an article that I'm going to read here in a little bit. She decided to go to Hebe magazine after a self-imposed exile from show business.
So, wow, thank you, I can say to Roseanne Barr. Nobody likes a quitter is something else I can say.
Yes, way to get back on the horse. Let me play some reaction and then we'll get back into the talk.
But why did Roseanne, who is Jewish, even do it? The answer on her blog, irony. Barr says there is so much anti-Semitism in this world, it's not even funny.
Ah, then what? That?
That? Nah. Then why do the...
Exactly.
If it's not funny, then why are you...
Are you trying to crack the code here? Stop it.
Okay.
It is as everyday as baking cookies.
I find this picture truly offensive.
Extra friends with a mixed reaction.
This doesn't surprise me at all. Typical Roseanne.
Let's just stop it right there. Mac.
David.
Let's go over the illustrious career of one Miss Roseanne Barr. Can you name all of her controversies and scandals?
Oh, boy. Well, is Tom Arnold on there at all?
Sure.
Okay, at one point she, I believe, sang the national anthem at a San Diego Padres game.
Yes.
And she was just sort of like, you know, I say, can you say, like sort of just belted it out.
Right.
And kind of purposely butchered it.
What else?
And then what else? Didn't she have some feud with somebody?
I have no idea.
What else are you thinking about? Because I know there's...
No, that's what I'm getting at. That's all. Because like, you know, she was always outspoken and she was always sort of in your face because that was her shtick.
Yeah.
But, like, that was 20 damn years ago. I couldn't tell you a single thing about Roseanne except that she ruined the last year of her sitcom. Like, I really don't know anything else about her.
Yeah, Roseanne Barr is pretty much nobody cares at this point.
Exactly, yes. But this whole story isn't the most bizarre part. The most bizarre part was the accompanying article that also listener Jake pointed me toward. It was a Fox News article talking about like sort of behind the scenes of the photo shoot, because there's a lot of other photos of her, you know, dressed as Hitler and stuff like that. There was this this piece from the Fox News article. Later, the 55-year-old actress put the swastika armband, swastika armband, one of the gingerbread victims, and a Polaroid of herself in the costume in a Ziploc bag, making it look like evidence from some bizarre crime scene. Barr told the magazine she planned to bring the twisted souvenirs to her 13-year-old son when she picked him up from school. "Maybe this will make my kid like me," she said. Why on earth would you think that would... Because, look, I...
You know, here's the thing. If Roseanne Barr is Jewish and the magazine Hebe decided to run with this,
yeah,
then your problem's with the magazine. And it's with your it's with the magazine's sense of humor.
Yes.
And, well, I don't think Roseanne Barr is funny. You know, and that's the other thing. Like, there's a lot of people who be like, oh, man, Roseanne Barr. You know, she's on, like, TV, and most of the ladies on TV, they got to be, like, so skinny and so thin. Like, you look at those shows like Yes, Dear, or According to Jim, you know, and that is like a big galoot of a guy, but that wife is like, you know, like super hot or something like that.
Yeah, like the, like every wife on TV lost a contest and had to marry the guy who rings the bell.
Yeah, and like, oh, look at Roseanne. She's this brassy, outspoken lady on TV. It's like, yeah, but she's also horrible.
Yeah.
You know, pick your battles. Like that kind of thing. That's not a wagon you want to hitch your horse to.
Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned that. You were 100% spot on. I don't know if you actually went to the Hebe magazine website.
I missed it. Dang it.
Yeah. When you go on there, you know, the splash page, like the front page layout, has an ad for Hebe magazine off to the far right. And who do you think would be on this? Let's say, okay, let's just go over what we've seen so far. Hebe magazine.
Hebe.
Yes. Horrible. Has Roseanne Barr on a cover story this month dressed as Hitler.
Wait, she's on the cover?
I believe so.
Ooh, not going to sell a lot of copies, Hebe.
Okay. Jewish. Comedy. Horrible. Unfunny. Who do you think's off to the right there in that ad?
Horribly unfunny Jewish comedian.
Offensive.
Offensive?
Yes.
I don't know.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget is pitching Hebe magazine.
Wow, they don't want to sell a single copy.
Reading a copy of the Diary of Anne Frank.
Boing.
Yeah.
Man, they're just not even trying.
No, I feel like this is like the producers of magazines where they're trying to go for a loss.
You know what's funny? I've read interviews from Hebe before and I've enjoyed
it. Oh, really?
Them. I think, yeah, like read an interview with Sarah Silverman. Mm-hmm. This man, I enjoyed that. Other interviews that I don't remember at the moment. But if they're like, yeah, Roseanne and Bob Saget, that's going to move copies. No.
No.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it'll move copies in like 1991.
Yeah, maybe even.
I wonder if there's still copies going to Richard Jenny's house.
God, Bob Saget is horrible.
He's the worst.
God, that is like, hey, geez.
In fact, if you never want me to buy anything, put Bob Saget on it.
You know, it's funny. What was I going to say? You and I both read Gasping for Airtime.
Yes,
Moore's, I won't say tell-all book, but his sort of whatever, his account of his years on SNL. Yeah. And he mentioned both those people when they were hosting. And he said that like Roseanne Barr is like the biggest like child he's ever seen. And like she was just in a meeting and just kept like farting until somebody gave her attention. And when they didn't, I think she like threw something.
Yeah, yeah. She basically threw a tantrum as children do.
And he described Bob Saget as just the filthiest yet not so funniest person he's ever met.
Yeah. I didn't need a book to tell me either of those.
Yeah, there you go. Big surprise.
But I saw that article. I saw that photo and so many thoughts ran through my mind. I had to get them out on the radio. So I appreciate you taking that walk with me.
Well, I mean, as you said, like her self-imposed exile, it's like, oh, this is worth coming back for. Like
yeah, I'm back.
You know, it's like, oh man. I don't know.
Oh, that's the other thing, because I imagine she went to the self-imposed exile because Hollywood was treating her unfairly. Because, you know, they canceled her show and it was doing so well and they won't let her be outspoken. And so she goes away for a while. Everyone forgets about her. She has a chance to start over, have a clean slate. And this is what she does. Like, I don't mind anybody being outspoken, but have a focus.
Well, there's outspoken and then there's like the most obvious, like, the Hitler thing's pretty obvious.
It's cage wrestling.
Like, oh man, I want to be like, what is the word? Controversial. Yeah. Like, boom, there you go. It's which, like, you know, they didn't brainstorm past idea one.
Yeah, and I was reading an interview with one Mr. Patton Oswalt recently, and he was talking about, look, if you have to tell people that you're controversial? You're not controversial. If you have to go up on stage and say, oh, what I'm going to say is going to blow your mind, chances are you're not going to blow anyone's mind.
If Patton Oswalt was here right now, I'd hug him. I'd hug him and help him eat his pie. Tell you what, you want to take a break?
Let's take a break. What do you set up
with? Music. Wake Up by the Arcade Fire. Little known band, Arcade Fire.
Really?
Finally going to give them some airplay.
Pick it to click.
Yeah, this is off the Funeral album. More Mascot Wings Show after this.
Yes. Arcade Fire, we just heard. As I speak like Yoda, and thanks to listener Long, who pointed out that Jennifer Bordelon used to work at KVRX, and he had a sordid tale that I probably shouldn't tell on the radio. And we've got a call. Hold on one second, let me pop this up. KOP, you're on the air?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, how are you? What's your name, caller?
This is Albert LaFontaine.
Hey, Albert, what can I do for you?
You were talking about Roseanne in the last year of her show. Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, I was talking about just a bunch of stuff, and yeah, I mentioned her show. It just kind of went off the rails there toward the end.
Yeah, she like won the lottery or something, and it was just horrible.
Yeah, and it ended up being like a novel or something.
Yeah, I kind of liked that show when it was on, though. I liked, it's funny, I just found out the other day that one of the Beckys was the girl from Scrubs.
Sarah Chalk, Becky 2.
She's got some awesome sweater mammals.
I'm going to pretend I didn't understand what you just said, and I'm going to move on.
I get you, buddy. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Shoot.
You listen to talk radio, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I listen to a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, did you listen to the Sports Moose at all this week? Did you happen to catch the show?
No, I didn't. The Sports Moose, that's the sports show on Sunken Valley Sports Talk Station, right?
Yeah,
no, I missed it.
Oh, my God, it was horrible. That guy really needs to move on.
Mm-hmm.
All he did this week was talk about that Aaron Andrews spy cam thing. Did you hear about that?
Oh, you know what? I kind of wanted to talk about that. Thank you. Yeah, I did hear about that. For those of you who don't know, a video was recently leaked online of someone who filmed this sports reporter for ESPN. Her name is Aaron Andrews. She happens to be quite fetching.
Oh, she's a solid gold fox.
Sure. But anyway, yeah, someone filmed her in her hotel room through the peephole of her room door, I believe.
Oh, yeah, it was just sickening.
Yeah, it's yes. And some of the news outlets have actually shown the video, which has resulted in some strong and, I'd say, warranted media backlash.
Yeah, I'm just so sick of the coverage. I can't even listen to it anymore. It just sickens me.
I agree. It is a mountain of horrible.
Yeah, I'm just so appalled that someone would rip me off like that.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, the person who took that video was just so sick.
I agree. Yes, I agree with that.
Where does he get off stealing my idea?
Now hold on. Stealing your idea?
Yeah, filming nude celebrities through the people in their hotel rooms is my territory.
Oh, my God. You've done that?
Done and would still do it, yes.
That's disgusting. That is so perverted.
Oh, wow, look who's talking.
Yeah, who? What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, please, come on, you know who I am.
You said your name was Albert LaFontaine, which I'm going to give to the police, actually.
come on, Dancer, that's not my real name, you know that.
Did you just call me Dancer?
That's my name for you, yes, Dancer.
Okay, this is really creepy. You are really creepy. What are you talking about?
Oh, wow, you almost do a lot of, I'll just say business then. I can't believe I have to remind you, Dancer.
Again, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Remember a couple weeks ago your AC was out and you put in the call to Sunken Valley HVAC Express, your all-purpose handyman?
Yeah, I did, and I had to call someone else because the repairman never showed up.
Oh, I showed up.
Oh, okay, so you work for them. You're a repairman.
I sure am, and when I got to your house and looked through your window, you were putting on a little show for me.
Put on a show? What does that mean?
Well, your curtains were open, and I looked inside your place, and I could see you wearing some very tight clothes.
Well, if my curtains were open, I can assure you that was not on purpose.
You were wearing some very tight clothes and dancing around to some very suggestive music. Come on, you must have seen me.
Okay. What you saw was probably me doing one of my workout tapes. Because I figured that if I was going to be hot and sweating in my house, I'll go ahead and work out a little.
Sure, uh-huh. Work out in super tight-fitting clothes.
Tight-fitting clothes? I was just wearing some workout clothes.
And that includes a thong?
I was not wearing a thong.
It looked like that to me.
No, it was probably just sweat. Look, this is no one's business.
Well, it really looked like a thong on the video.
Whoa, there's a video?
Yeah, I recorded your entire routine. I believe you were dancing around to some Chumbawamba.
Once again, that is no one's business.
It gave me a Chumbawamba.
Gross. That you're sick.
Hey now, come on.
No, that's horrible. That's gross and that's wrong.
Yeah, well, it's been a big hit with all the other C-toppers.
I'm sorry. What is a C-topper?
The C-topper, that's a member of C-top, C-T-O-P. Central Texas Original Perverts.
Oh, okay. So this is all, you're a part of a group. This is a group thing now. Well, that's just disgusting.
Yeah, we usually meet in parks and swap tapes. Yeah, in fact, I think I met someone you know the other day.
Who could you possibly have met?
Well, I think he's like your intern, because that's how we recognize each other when we go out. We all have mustaches and huge sweat stains.
Wait a second. Hup, our intern Hup.
We don't really use names, I don't.
Well, know. He's our intern. He happens to have a mustache, and
I've seen a picture of him before.
So he is in the, he's a C-topper. He's in C-top.
Yeah.
So he knows about this?
You'll be working out the entire time.
Oh Jesus. I don't know how I feel about this. So okay, hold on. So the entire time you were outside filming me working out, okay?
That's
disgusting. I just thought I'd work out before the repair guy came, and then you never did.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, stop. No, that's oh, that's some laugh you got there. It sounds like you flooded it, actually. Okay, you're creeping me out. No. Okay, just stop laughing. Stop. So wait a second. You weren't sickened by the fact that some criminal invaded Aaron Andrews' privacy. You were sickened that someone else took your idea.
Yeah, I videotape celebrities through Hotel People every chance I get. You know that actor, Naveen Andrews?
Yeah, he plays Saeed on Lost.
Yeah, he was in Austin to meet with that Robert Rodriguez guy.
Robert Rodriguez, the director?
Yeah, the dark one.
The dark one?
Yeah, his films are really dark. Have you seen that Grindhouse? Oh, it's so grim.
Okay. Yes, I have, yeah.
His part was just so dark.
Right.
It's just tremendous.
All right.
Anyway, I went to the hotel where Naveen Andrews was staying to tape him through his peephole, but he had it removed and filled.
Oh, so no peephole.
I heard every celebrity is doing it now.
Well, that's just depressing that people in the public eye have to protect themselves this way against monsters like you.
What am I going to do?
Well, hopefully you'll get some help, because what you've been doing is illegal and just disgusting.
How am I going to film people now?
You are so vile.
I don't know if I'll be able to live if I can't film through peepholes anymore. I mean, if my last video was of Naveen Andrews, I'd be able to go out on top. But my last people video was of you.
No, oh, I'm sorry. Well, actually, you filmed me through my window, not a peephole.
Oh, no. After your window show, I came back later in the week and filmed you again.
You filmed me again?
Oh, yeah, and this video was great. You were on your couch watching a movie.
Okay, this is disgusting. This is too far. I'm definitely calling the cops now.
You were watching The Driver with Bruce Dern, Ryan O'Neal, and one Miss Isabella Johnny.
Okay, you know too much. That's enough, all right?
Oh, Isabel Hodges, you were saying on the
tape. No.
Kiss me,
No, stop.
Ooh, kiss me.
I'm hanging up on you. I hung up. Revealing a little too much about that. Ugh, I feel violated now, okay? When I stay home and watch movies, that's David time, all right? Especially when I'm watching The Driver, which happens to be one of my favorite movies, but now I don't even know if I can enjoy it anymore. Ugh, just feel gross inside. Anyway, 5 till the hour. Clear Spot's coming up next. Lisa, Linda, taking you through your Saturday evening and Saturday night. Hang on, we got a call. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just wondering if you could tell me what the song was that was on just a minute ago.
Oh, I can. That was Wake Up by the Arcade Fire, their funeral album.
Wake Up by the Arcade Fire, you say?
That is correct.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Boom, getting it done. Let's go ahead and get out of here a little early because we got out of here a little late last week. And let's go through the pleasantries for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs. You may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us. Talk to us. We're there. mascotwedding@gmail.com. Facebook, MySpace. Who will win? Hup is usually here to give us the final score, but he is not, so I'm going to say I win 1,000,000 to 8. And hold on. Actually, Mackie, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take you away from your business.
Sorry, I was just into some last-minute radio business.
Sure, sure,
yeah,
sure.
We're trying to get a new segment on the show called Final Score.
Yeah.
And it'll be because, look, everything, there are winners and losers in everything, whether you want to admit it or not.
Right.
And so even though David and I are playing, or not competing against each other necessarily, there still needs to be a winner of
the
show.
We're always competing.
And yeah. So next week, we will debut the official first time. We're going to do the final score, which you, the listener,
yeah,
can help contribute.
Yeah, a couple soft starts.
You can be able to determine.
But now we're doing a hard start.
Hard start next week.
Hard start next week.
For definite. David, what are we going to close out the show with?
You know what? I'm in a Bowie mood. David Bowie off the Ziggy Stardust album. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.